感谢主，今天晚上用教会是基督的身体跟大家互相勉励。
And thank God for tonight, and I'm going to use church is the body of Christ as a topic for mutual encouragement.
这句话是从以弗所书引用出来的。
So this topic is from Ephesians.
我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter
1 23节
verse 23
以弗所书第一章23节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这里是讲到教会是基督的身体。
Here he talks about that the church is the body of Christ.
所以教会能够为耶稣基督做很多的侍奉工作。
Hence, the church can do a lot of holy work and serving for Christ.
所以有人说以弗所书的主题就是讲教会论。
Some say that the main thesis for the book of Ephesians is about the church.
因为呢，保罗对以弗所教会来传讲什么是教会。
Paul preached to the members in Ephesians about what church is.
然后从第一章开始就先说到教会是基督的身体。
Starting from the first chapter, that it talks about the church is the body of Christ.
如果又回到了第五章，就会成为教会是基督的心腹。
And in chapter 5 of Book of Ephesians, it talks about the church as the bride.
所以今天我们从以弗所书里面就可以了解很多有关教会的道理。
So from the book of Ephesians, we can understand many teachings about the church.
今天我们为什么会有这个教会的存在？
Why is there existence of the church?
为什么我们主张在教会以外是没有得救的？
Why do we assert that there's no salvation outside of church?
所以一定要借着教会才能够得救。
So the only way to receive salvation is through the church.
有很多的基督徒他们在教会的生活受到了伤害以后。
Many of the Christians have been hurt.
在教会生活里面受到伤害，所以他们就排斥教会。
Have been hurt while they are in church, and that's why they're against the church.
因此他们主张说不需要教会。
And that's why they assert that there's no need for church.
我们每个人直接向神祷告。
And we could just pray directly to God.
我们直接读圣经。
And we could just read the Bible.
我们就可以得救了。
And that can be the ways to receive salvation.
可是他们这种主张完全没有圣经的根据。
And such assertions have no basis in the Bible.
所以我们如果查考圣经的道理，就会知道一定要有教会。
If we look up the teachings in the Bible, it tells us that we must have a church.
如果没有教会，就没有办法为人施洗。
If there's no church, we would not be able to baptize for people.
那没有教会，就没有办法办圣餐礼。
If there was no church, we would not be able to have holy communion.
那没有受洗，没有圣餐礼，怎么可能得救呢？
And there's no way that we can be saved when there was no baptisms and holy communion.
所以我们就今天要来查考，教会是非常重要的对于得救的道路。
When it comes to salvation, the church plays a very important role.
但是又有很多基督徒找不到真教会。
Many of the many of the believers cannot find the true church.
感谢主呢，我在上个星期星期五、星期六、星期天 我们有这个家庭教育的课程，那我也碰到几位慕道者。
I happened to come across a truth seekers last week during the family education workshop.
啊，我就发现他们正在寻找一个得救的真教会。
And what I found out from them is they were looking for a true church that had the salvation.
所以当他们能够找到真教会的时候，他们非常高兴。
And they were truly happy when they were able to find a true church.
他们感受到神的带领，让他们能够找到真教会。
They feel the guidance of God, and that's why they're able to find the true church.
啊，所以我们今天就来分享，教会是基督的身体，一定要有三个条件。
So there are three conditions when it comes to having the church as the body of Christ.
那这三个条件有了以后，他才能说他是基督的身体，他才是一个得救的真教会。
Once these three conditions are fulfilled, and that's when we can say that the church is the body of Christ.
第一个条件他一定要有基督的灵。
The first condition is having the spirit of the Lord Jesus.
我们先来看雅各书第二章。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter
2, 26节。
Verse 26.
雅各书第二章二十六节。
James chapter 2, verse 26.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
好，所以这里雅各说，身体没有灵魂是死的，这是大家都知道的事情。
James says here that as the body without the spirit is dead, so everyone knows about this.
所以一个死人，他的灵魂已经离开身体，所以他成为死人。
Someone who passed away would have their soul left their body.
所以呢，我们大家都知道，我们有身体，然后里面有灵魂。
We know we have a body, and within the body there's a soul.
因此，我们才是活的人。
And that's why we're living.
那现在呢，说教会是基督的身体，第一个一定要基督灵，那这个身体才是活的。
Now, when we say that the church is the body of Christ, there has to be a spirit. Only then this is a living.
所以今天我们一个真教会，一定要有基督的灵。
Being the true church, we must have the spirit of God.
所以今天我们可以看到很多很多的教会，但是他们没有基督的灵同在。
We can see many churches out there. They don't have the guidance of the Spirit of God.
他们的牧师甚至告诉所有的信徒说，你们受洗的时候都已经得到圣灵了。
Their pastor might tell their believers that they would receive the Holy Spirit once they get baptized.
甚至更早，你们相信耶稣的时候就是得到圣灵了。
They will even say that as long as you're willing to believe the Lord Jesus, then you will have the Holy Spirit.
可是我们问他们，那请问你的祷告有圣灵的同在吗？表现吗？
But when we ask them, ask those believers, whether when you pray, do you have the manifestations of having the Holy Spirit?
他们说没有啊，我们就是用牧师做悟性祷告，我们就会跟着他的祷告而感谢神、赞美神而已啊。
And the response will be no.Only through prayer along with the pastors, we will thank God.
所以他们就没有圣灵祷告的这种现象。
And that's why they don't pray in tongues.
因此，他们没有办法拿出已经得到圣灵的这种证据给我们看。
And there's no way that they can present evidence that they have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果去查考圣经，就会知道，信主跟受洗还有得圣灵都是分开的事情。
So when we look at the Bible, we will know that to believe and to get baptized and to receive Holy Spirit are separate events.
所以呢，有人先受洗，然后后来得圣灵。
Some will get baptized first, then receive the Holy Spirit.
就像 撒玛利亚人一样
like the Samaritans.
在使徒行传第八章记得撒玛利亚人他们都相信神了也受洗了但是没有一个人得圣灵
In Acts, chapter 18, the Samaritans, they believe and get baptized, but none of them have received the Holy Spirit.
后来耶路撒冷派了彼得、约翰来为他们祷告他们才得到圣灵
Then Peter and John was sent to them. Only then the Samaritans received the Holy Spirit.
另外，哥尼流一家人，他们先得圣灵，后来才受洗。
And for Cornelius and his family, they first received the Holy Spirit, then they got baptized.
这记录在《使徒行传》第十章。
And this event recorded in Acts chapter 10.
另外呢，有以弗所的一些信徒已经相信耶稣了。但是他们没有人得圣灵。
And some believers in the Ephesian church, they believe in the Lord Jesus, but none of them have received the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”
And when Paul asked them whether they have received the Holy Spirit when they got baptized,
信的时候，
when they believed,
你们信的时候受圣灵没有？他们说：“没有啊，从来没有听过圣灵的事情。”
And their response.Is no, they never heard about the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗啊，后来为他们祷告，他们才得到圣灵。
Then Paul prayed for them, and only after that they have received the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个事情记录在《使徒行传》十九章。
And it was recorded in Acts chapter 19.
啊，所以这样看起来啊，啊，这个受圣灵是一件啊单独的事情。
So from these events, we can tell that to receive the Holy Spirit is a separate event.
而且要如何知道他是得圣灵的呢？
How can we tell one received the Holy Spirit?
就是看他的祷告能够说方言。
We can tell from their prayers whether they be able to speak in tongues.
所以在使徒行传第二章啊，跟第十章啊，还有十九章都记载，听到他们说方言才说他们得到圣灵。
In Acts chapter 2, 10, and 19, they tell us that only when they hear they pray, they knew that they have received the Holy Spirit.
因为他们能够说方言
Because they were able to speak in tongues.
所以才知道他们是得圣灵的
That's why they knew that those people received the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们找真教会，一定要找这个教会有圣灵同在的教会。
And today, when we look for a true church, we need to look for a church that have the Holy Spirit.
所以今天呢，啊，基督教有这么多。
There's so many different denominations out there.
但是我们要找一个有圣灵的教会，那才是基督的教会。
What we need to look for is a church with the Holy Spirit. Only that church is the church of Christ.
我们再来唱诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
247.
247.
再来真教会呢是基督的身体第二个条件就是要能够讲基督的话语。
So the second condition to have the church as the body of Christ is to be able to speak the word of Christ.
因为一个身体呢它是活的它会说话它是有这个行动的。
A living body is able to speak and it comes with actions.
代表他有思想
So what that means is it has thoughts.
所以今天我们说这个教会是基督的身体，他讲出来的话他的一定是基督的真理。
So when we say a church has the is the body of Christ, is able to speak the truth.
如果这个教会所讲的话语竟然掺杂了很多世界的这种学问的话。那他就不是基督的身体了。
If the word that the church speak is mixed with the thoughts of this world, then this church is not the body of Christ.
包括说这个世界都在讲权力地位。
So the world talks about power and status.
这个社会都在讲要成功要追求财富。
The society talks about being successful and pursue after fortune.
所以如果这个教会也是用这个来传讲信息说哦，你们信耶稣，每个人都会成功，每个人都会赚大钱。
And if it is what the church talks about, talking about how how we can be successful, how we can be wealthy.
如果这样的信息就不是基督的话了。
And if this is a message that a church delivers, this cannot be the word of God.
这个是世界上的信息。
So this would be the message of the world.
这是世界的潮流。
This would be the trend of the world.
所以这个教会能不能判断它是不是基督的身体，就要看它有没有讲基督的话语。
And how do we judge a church whether this is the body of Christ is to see if the church speak the word of the Christ.
那基督的话是什么呢？
And what is the word of Christ?
基督的话太多太多，我们只要举一个例子来说明就可以了。
There's so many of them. I'll just talk about one example.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to a book of Matthew.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第二节啊，第三节。
Verse three.
马太福音第五章第三节。
Book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第四节，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Five. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Six. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Seven. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Eight.Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
10. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第一节哈，就是让贫穷的人有福了。这个根本不是讲成功财富啊。
So when we say blessed are the poor in spirit, it has nothing to do with wealth and fortune.
当然，这里的贫穷不是说指的物质上的贫穷，指的心灵上是谦虚的贫穷。
So this poverty here it talks about poor in spirit, not in material.
所以这个跟成功神学观念是完全不一样。
So this is This is completely different from being successful.
最后一个经文说，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
So the last of beatitude says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted."
这个跟我们世界上说，要追求更高的权力地位，怎么要受逼迫
？So if you like to pursue the world, the success of the world and the wealth.How would you be persecuted, though?
因为在世上要追求更高的权力地位，他就去控制别人啊，去掌管别人的权力呀。
If you like to pursue a higher status and have more power, you would be in control. You want to be in control of others.
可是耶稣却说，我们要为义受逼迫。
But Jesus tells us that we would need to be persecuted because of righteousness.
这跟世界上追求的权力地位完全相反。
This is completely different from the pursuit of the world, the power and the status.
所以我们要看看这个教会所讲的信息是世界的思想还是耶稣的话语。
And that's why we need to take a look to see whether the church talks about the pursuit of the world or talks about righteousness.
就可以用这个来判断这个教会是不是基督的教会。
And we use that as a gauge to tell whether a church is the body of Christ.
如果是基督的教会，他一定会讲基督的话语。
If a church is the body of Christ, then it will talk about the word of Christ.
就像这里耶稣说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Here it says that the
第八节。
It says that the blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
所以今天我们来追求的啊，来教会目的是要看见神。
Our purpose at church is so that we can see God eventually.
但是我们要追求清心。
But what we need to pursue is the pure in heart.
不要受到这世上的啊这污浊啊啊弄脏了我们的心。
And we need to avoid the pollution, not to be polluted by this world.
哦，所以这就是基督的话语。
So this is the word of Christ.
所以今天我们要判断哦，这个教会是不是基督的脚啊的身体。
So in order for us to tell whether the church is the body of Christ,
就照基督的话语。一句的来检查。
So we compare it against the words of Christ.
如果这个教会所传讲的跟主耶稣所说的不一样啊，我们知道这个教会不是基督的身体的。
If a church preaches something that is against the word of Christ, then we would know that this church is not the church of Christ.
啊，所以今天呢，我们呢啊介绍基督徒。来我们教会的时候
When we bring other Christians to our church
啊，我们其实不用跟他做了很多很多的解释
We don't necessarily need to explain a lot of things
啊，不用介绍我们教会多么好多么好
We don't need to show them how good our church is
我们只要跟他说你只要抓住一个标准来判断这个教会有没有讲基督的话语就够了。
There's only one thing that we need to tell them is that the standard of how a church can be the body of Christ.
就像星期天我遇到我们来慕道的一位李小姐。
On Sunday, I came across a true seeker. Her name is Miss Lee.
啊，她一直在找一个啊能够聚会的教会。
And she had been looking for a place, for worship.
啊，我就只跟她说，你要找一个有基督话语的教会。
And what I tell her at the time is that you need to look for a church that has the Word of Christ.
所以你可以用圣经啊。唯独圣经作为你唯一的标准。
And I tell her that you need to use Bible as a standard.
我就告诉她，其实从马丁路德宗教改革以来，就有一个很重要的口号。
Since the Reformation of Martin Luther, there was an important slogan phrase.
就是说，唯独圣经。
Only the Bible.
所以。当时候的教会已经偏离了圣经很多很多的道理。
The churches at the time deviated from the Bible.
甚至天主教也告诉信徒不要读圣经。
The Catholic at the time told their people not to read the Bible.
因为万一如果信徒读圣经，就会发现神父所讲的道理不符合圣经啊。
They were afraid that once the people start to read the Bible, they will realize the father of the Catholic Church weren't following the Bible.
可是马丁路德发现这是不对的。
Martin Luther realized that it was wrong.
一定要让所有的人都能够读圣经。
He wanted everyone to be able to read the Bible.
才能够知道这个教会是不是基督的教会。
So that the people would know whether churches were the body of Christ.
所以马丁路德这个口号非常的宝贵，非常的重要。
So what he promoted was very important.
只可惜他自己以及跟随他的教会并没有完全遵照这个规定。
It's a pity that Martin Luther himself, as well as the church that followed him, did not follow the Bible completely.
所以他们仍然还在星期天在做崇拜聚会。
And that's why they still observe, they still went to church on Sundays.
他们没有回归到圣经的真理，就是安息日的崇拜聚会。
They did not revert to the truth, which is to observe Sabbath.
所以真的要完全回归圣经的话，就要圣经记载什么，我们就做什么。
So in order for us to be based, the truth is for us to be able to follow whatever the Bible tells us to do.
那这个教会才是基督的教会，因为说了基督的话语。
Only then the church would be the Christ's church because we speak the word of the Christ.
啊，符合圣经的真理。
Following the truth of the Bible.
啊，我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
364。
364
一个基督的身体的教会也一定要第三个条件就是要基督的爱
The third condition to have the church as body of Christ is to have the love of Christ
因为圣经记载说神就是爱
The Bible says that Jesus is love
耶稣也对门徒说你们要彼此相爱众人才认出来你们是我的门徒
Jesus also tells his disciple that you need to love one another so that people can tell that you are the disciple of the Lord.
所以呢，我如何爱你们，你们要如何彼此相爱。
And Jesus said that how I love you, and that's how you should love one another.
所以呢，这个教会如何辨认出它是基督的教会呢？
And how do we recognize that a church is a Christ?
就看这个教会有没有把基督的爱。表达出来
is to see whether a church manifests the love of Christ.
所以今天我们看到很多很多的教会。
We see many churches out there.
有的教会也会很一直彰显说我们能够行神迹奇事。
Some churches promote that they are able to perform miracles.
甚至神迹奇事可以拍成 video, 然后放在 YouTube 上大家来看。
Some even film the miracles while they happen and put them on YouTube.
但是后来有人去查证以后说，其实是假的。
After verification, we realized that those miracles were fake.
因为他们要表好像是有神迹来引让人家来相信他的教会。
And the reason that they were faking is because they want people to believe them so that people will go to their church.
这个就不是一个真教会的。
Then they're not considered true church.
所以今天我们要真正把基督爱表明出来。
So today we need to manifest the love of Jesus.
能够用从心里去关心别人。
Now we need to care for others.From our heart.
那神迹奇事只是我们关心别人的一种方法。
A miracle is one of the ways for us to care for others.
我们人的需要还有心灵上的各种需要。
We have our needs and we also have emotion needs.
所以我们能够在教会里面要能够去彼此相爱。
At church, we need to be able to love one another.
而这个彼此相爱就是把有无相通，我有的，你没有的，那我把我有的给你。
So to have love is to give what you have to others who don't.
所以施洗约翰当时候也会传讲很多的道理。
John the Baptist preached a lot of teachings at the time.
他说：“你有两件衣服的，就把其中一件给那个没有衣服的人穿。”
He says that if you have two pieces of clothing, you should give one of them to those who don't.
你有两块面包，就把一块面包给那个没有面包的人吃。
If you have two pieces of bread, then you should give one to those who don't have bread to eat.
这就是一个彼此相爱的心。
So this shows the heart of love.
我们来看约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
第四章
Chapter 4
约翰一书第四章第七节
First John Chapter 4 Verse 7
约翰一书第四章第七节
First John Chapter 4 Verse 7
亲爱的弟兄我们应当彼此相爱因为爱是从神来的凡有爱心的都是由神而生并且认识神
7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
第8, 没有爱心的就不认识神, 因为神就是爱。
8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
我们跳过看12节。
Move on to verse 12.
从来没有人见过神, 我们若彼此相爱, 神就住在我们里面, 爱他的心,
12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
我们跳过来看最后一节。最后一节。
Let's read the last verse of chapter 4.
来看20节好了,20节。Let's
read verse 20, rather.
最后的20节说, 人若说我爱神,却恨他的弟兄, 就是说谎话的, 不爱他所看见的弟兄, 就不能爱没有看见的神。
20. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen.
21. 爱神的也当爱弟兄, 这是我们从神所受的命令。
21. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
所以说没有人看见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
因为神是灵, 我们的肉体眼睛不能够看见他。
God is a spirit, we're not able to see him.
可是我们怎么知道神跟我们同在呢?
And how do we know God is with us?
因为我们彼此相爱。
It's because we love one another.
那神就是爱。
God is love.
所以哪里有爱, 哪里就有神。
Wherever love is, there is God.
所以今天我们能够彼此相爱的时候, 神的爱就在这里的, 那神也就在这里的。
And when we are able to love one another, God is here and God's love is here.
所以我们这样彼此相爱的时候, 就证明我们这个教会是神的教会。
And when we're able to love one another, it proves that this is the church of God.
而且这个相爱呢, 不能够只在 言语上, 祝福, 你能够有的吃, 有的穿, 这是不够的。
And this loving one another is not restricted to just verbal, just telling people just to how they're blessed.
这样的祝福, 可是却没有实际上供应他, 他需要。
So this kind of blessings did not substantially provide what they need.
所以我们要真正相爱, 从言语到行为, 都要表达出来。
In order for us to love one another, not only we need to say it, but we also need to practice them.
可是也有人, 跟我说, 传道, 我以前爱他爱很多, 可是他都不长进, 不进步, 我也不再爱他了。
Someone has told me that I used to love someone very much, but the other person did not improve at all.
那我的爱都白爱了。
So I feel like the love I contributed was wasted.
那还要爱吗?
And do I continue to love the other person?
我就跟他说, 即使, 尽管如此, 还是要爱他们。
And this is what I say to that person. I said that even though even if it's like that, you still need to continue to love the other person.
因为那是他的软弱。
Because it was the other person's weaknesses.
但是我们是从神所领受的命令, 就是要彼此相爱。
This is the command from God, to love one another.
我们在相爱的时候, 并不期待说一定要看到爱的美好的结果, 哦, 看到他的, 进步, 看到他的感谢。
When we love one another, we shouldn't have expectation that the other person need to pay us back or show improvements.
我们要的是神看见, 神知道, 神纪念我们所做的就可以了。
And what we ask in turn is that God is able to see our love showing to others so that God can remember us.
保罗才会说, 有人, 爱心会, 爱到会灰心了, 不想再爱下去的时候, 要怎么办?
Paul says that what do we do when we love someone to the point of frustration.
我们还是要继续爱下去，不要放弃。
The answer is we need to continue to love and never give up.
因为我们是坐在神的面前，神知道就够了。
Because when we love, we do it for God as long as God knows.
因为这是基督给我们的命令。
This is a command from Christ.
所以我们不是要期待他来回报我们，会来感谢我们。
We're not expecting people to pay us back.
我们只要照基督的话去相爱就可以了。
As long as we're able to love one another according to the command.
这个爱是没有条件的。
And this love is unconditional.
就像基督爱我们也是没有条件的。
Like how the Lord Jesus loves us, and there's no condition to it.
因为我们还在做罪人的时候，基督已经爱我们这些罪人。
God loved us even when we were sinners.
所以今天我们也用这样的爱去爱弟兄姐妹。
So this is the kind of love that we need to use on our brothers and sisters.
特别是要爱那些软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Specifically for brothers and sisters who are weak.
因为如果都很坚强，不需要我们去爱他，因为他已经很坚强了。
If they're strong in faith, then we don't need to love them.
但是他软弱了，我们这些坚强的人更要去体贴他的软弱，去爱他们。
Because they're weak, we need to be considerate of their weakness, and that's why we need to show them love specifically.
总之就是一句话。彼此相爱是基督的吩咐。
So, to conclude, to love one another, this is a command of Christ.
这也是我们今天显示这是基督的教会所应有的表现。
And this is how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, to show that we are the church of Christ.
而这个相爱是全世界的弟兄姐妹都应该要彼此相爱。
And this love should be spread across all the brothers and sisters around the world.
不管你是白人、黑人、黄种人、华人，都应该要彼此相爱。
It doesn't matter what races you are, we should love one another.
一起唱诗做结束。
Let's sing hymn to conclude.
126首。
126.